In these few minutes that we have together, I'm continuing in my series relative to when to speak and when to be silent. We were using Ecclesiastes 3:7 as our thing, a time to be silent and a time to speak. And wisdom is what regulates both. Wisdom, prudence. We looked at several verses of Scripture. Last week, we looked at the time in which God told Ezekiel, when he took his wife, he said, "You're not to mourn. You're not to grieve publicly. You're not to make a sound. You are to continue on and deliver my message." And we noticed last week that sometimes God calls upon us to go through times in which there's very little that we can say. All we can do is move on for God and be faithful to Him. And we certainly would grieve in that time, and it's normal to grieve. So it was an abnormal time in Israel's history that required this action of God to show the children of Israel how they had treated Jehovah God to the point where there was just, it was silence that would be required. And he said, when it happens to you, there will be nothing that you can say because the horror will be so bad. Now tonight I want to look at some times in which we have to be quiet because no matter what we say, will turn against us. And there are several times that this happens in the Bible. I hope that we'll be able to unfold this maybe next time that we are together. But in Matthew chapter 26, we have the classic case of our Savior who was before the chief priest, before Caiaphas, before Pilate. And in several instances when he was before these men, the Bible says that he held his peace, that he answered them not a word. I want us to look at this, verses 62 and 63 of Matthew chapter 26. And then over in chapter 27, we see the same thing before Pilate. Notice verse 62, "And the high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee?" Verse 63, "But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us, whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." And notice the response. In one of the other parallel passages, he was struck when he said that. Here the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy." So his words there brought what? Anger and wrath. It was a situation in which the Lord held his peace to many of the questions because he knew it would only make the situation worse. He wanted to show them that he was really the one that was in control. Even though they were lashing out and so forth against him, it was a joke as far as any kind of prosecution or any kind of a case that was brought against him. And so the course of action that Jesus took was one of what? Quiet. He held his peace. There are those kind of times. Notice before Pilate over in chapter 27, beginning at verse 11, "And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus saith unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly." Now notice the response of the governor here. With his silence, he just marveled. He knew that this wasn't anything of any significance that would cause him to go to the cross. But Pilate would send him there to wash his hands before the people and send him there. But our Lord chose to be what? Silent. It's interesting in these instances. I could take you to another passage, which we won't go to at this time. Amos chapter 5 and verse 13, where it was a very difficult time, time of captivity that would come. And the Bible says, "And the prudent kept their silence, because they knew that if they spoke up and if they said something or tried to make their case, it would be turned against them and things would be worse if they just kept quiet. There are times, Christian, and we have to be wise and prudent to know when they are, that sometimes we make the case worse by what we say rather than by our silence. Everybody understand what I'm saying? You can make your case worse by constantly talking when you should be what? Quiet. Our Lord was a master at knowing when to speak. This happened before in His ministry. Remember whenever He was drawing in the sand and He answered them not a word at that point? And they all walked away, and He looks up and He sees the woman there that was accused, and He said, "Where are your accusers?" What was He doing that whole time? Was He arguing back and forth with them? Telling them what jerks they were? What awful people they were and the error? And they said, no, He just drew in the sand quietly. You see, folks, this is the key. There's a time for silence, a time to speak, and wisdom is the governor. Wisdom and prudence is the governor for when you're supposed to be silent and when you're supposed to speak. I can't tell you when to speak and when to be silent, but God can. If any man lack wisdom, what are we supposed to do? Let him ask of the pastor? No. Let him ask of God. You see, Christian, I believe strongly in the priesthood of the believer. It's so easy to substitute men and people in this place. But if you lack wisdom, go to God, who giveth to all men, notice what the Bible says, liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't get on your case for asking. Don't you like that? Isn't that wonderful? I can go to Him. Sometimes you're afraid to go to people and ask them something because you're afraid they're going to make fun of you or they're going to say something or they're going to be angry or whatever. You don't have to worry about that with God. He's perfectly fair. He's perfectly fair. Our Lord was a master at controlling this right here. He knew when He needed to be quiet, and He knew when He needed to speak. And one thing, Christian, that you and I need to work at, the one thing we need to work at as believers in Christ, is learning. Should I just hold my tongue at this moment? Or should I speak? Now, we're going to talk about in the future here as we continue this study, definite times we must speak up. Bible makes it clear when we're supposed to speak up. But there are times in situations that arise where you ask God, Lord, should I say anything or should I keep quiet? In Amos 5:13, it says, the prudent held their tongue. They were silent at that moment because they knew they were just going to make things worse. And our Lord knew the timing on that. And God will help you in that regard. Our problem is we love to talk. We love to give our opinion. That's what has killed us in the church today with social media. We just can't help ourselves. I've got to say something. Oh, I got him. And you know what they're saying on the other end? You jerk! No. And they go after you, and then it goes back and forth and back and forth. I want to tell you something. God's not glorified by that. Are you listening to me? God's not glorified by that because you spouted off your opinion and somebody else spouted off theirs and you went back and forth. Back. Who's listening? Nobody. Nobody's listening. What benefit is there? None. Except the pride in our hearts that can say, I one-upped them. Well, that's great. Let's go to heaven and see what God has to say. Lord, what do you say about this? Fool's errands. Fool's errands. You may have the perfect retort, and it will be given at the wrong time. May God govern our tongues. And let's be quick, before we speak, to ask God for wisdom and prudence to be able to know when to speak and when to be silent. Father in heaven, I pray that you would bless your word tonight. Lord, we live in a day and age of talking. We live in a day and age of spouting off our opinions and telling everybody how we think. And sometimes it's better for us just to be quiet, be silent. Wisdom and prudence should be the governor, and we get those from Thee, dear Father. So I pray that Your people would be swift to seek Thy wisdom in these situations that we face in life, to know when we ought to speak up and when we ought to be quiet. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good evening. Be safe.